During a long sermon one Sunday on a rainy day, a person got up from the pews and left the church, and the priest was confused. So the wife of the husband who left, she came up to him and said, "Father, it's not my husband's fault. It's not your fault. My husband always walks in his sleep." That's why I will make this sermon a little shorter. Two things about love and forgiveness. People confuse forgiveness. You've heard this before. Some people will say, "Well, I'll forgive this, I'll forgive that, but that, I will never, never, never forgive that." I wonder what they're thinking. Jesus, in all his appearances to the disciples after his crucifixion, for which they were partially responsible because they abandoned their teacher and their friend, he never said, "Oh, by the way, you know that crucifixion thing? That's okay, forget about it." No. What did he say? He went to Thomas, he extended his hands, and he said, "Touch the hands and feel the wounds. Look what you did, and look how I forgave you." Forgiveness is never saying it's okay. It's never encouragement. It's never simply forgetfulness. The Christian mantra is always remember how horrible sin is so you don't repeat it. But remember also how horrible it is to let the lack of forgiveness or perhaps hatred be a cancer in your heart. Is the world better because you want to simply remember the disease and never look for the cure? Forgiveness is part of that cure, part of that reaching out and saying, "The cycle of violence and hatred stops with me. I do not give this little leech a right to take the blood from my heart and to empty me of love. I will not let this parasite live." That is what forgiveness means. But did you ever notice when Jesus speaks about enemies? He doesn't say, "You know what, be patient with them," or, "You know, tolerate your enemies." No, the statement is very bold. "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But Jesus says to you, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." The command is not to ignore and to leave alone. The command is to love. It is not an emotional command, because that would be impossible to love your enemies that way. But once again, it's the fact that we are an agent of change and we are an agent of goodness, and we refuse to dance in that cycle of death called hatred and a refusal to change and to forgive. But we give people 1,000 chances. We do not force them, and we are not saying to be weak, "Oh, that's okay." No, go to jail. You did something wrong. Learn to change your life. "No, I won't do that. I won't lie. I won't steal. I won't continue your illusion or your fantasy that nothing's wrong. You're an alcoholic. You're dependent. You're angry. You're ruining your own life." These are all statements that should be said with love, but they should be said. So love becomes this strong attachment to reality and the refusal to cooperate with evil. When we understand these two concepts of what forgiveness and love is, then we understand that it takes a backbone of steel and a heart filled with faith and trust in God's grace to change the world instead of simply abandoning things and say it's all a waste of time. So let's have that courage of the Savior to say, I will remember all the wrong things that were done so that it will encourage me to do the right thing. And I will never participate in hatred or anger or jealousy, because I want to be the person that said there is a way out and there is a better way to live, the way of the gospel. Slava Iisusu Hristu! Amen.